Now we have one or two items with a sporting flavour in this next news slot. Park runs are a popular 5-kilometre run held in a local park for anyone who wishes to take part, and they now happen throughout the country, and Norwich is no exception. That at Eaton Park last Saturday broke records. Then there is a project for Charity Sports Foundation, whilst there are problems for football pitches, and Norwich City Football Club again in the news, with fans meeting the players and a 9-year-old having a special visit with the team. A record-breaking crowd turned out for a landmark run in an historic park. Norwich Park Run, which is a free weekly 5K timed run held every Saturday morning in Eaton Park, celebrated its 500th volunteer-led event this weekend. Some 718 people turned out for the run on February the 22nd, including people who took part in the first Norwich Park Run on August the 7th, 2010, which attracted 117 runners. Event director Richard Polley said, "When the idea of a park run was first mooted in this part of the world, I didn't think it would catch on. I didn't think people would want to do the same thing every week. And I didn't think they would have enough volunteers. But how wrong was I? The 500th run had a great and happy atmosphere. All park runs are organised by volunteers, and there are different courses across Norfolk and Suffolk which attract thousands of people who take part in the free events each week. In Norwich, these are now 4 park run events, including the one at Eaton Park, which is the longest running in the city. The others are in Sloughbottom Park, Catton Park and Coney Lane."
The Norwich City Charity, building a state-of-the-art sports facility, has helped launch a pioneering £300,000 project to help young people at risk of child criminal exploitation. Positive Futures is to be run in high schools across Norfolk and Suffolk by Norwich City Community Sports Foundation to support young people in need of a clearer direction in life. It looks to protect young people through a series of weekly workshops, one-to-one mentorship and multi-day residential visits. The programme's goals include improving behaviour in schools, leading to better attendance and attainment, and encouraging positive relationships between young people and their parents, carers or teachers, whilst raising their aspirations for the future. The 2-year pilot project will offer support both in the classroom and through residential experiences, but also at The Nest, the Community Sports Foundation's sports hub in Horsford.
They are only 15 millimetres long and burrow underground, but are causing major problems for sports teams. Chafer grubs made football pitches on Longwater Lane Park in Cossey, home to Cossey Sports Club, unsafe and unusable last year, and club chairman Martin Matthews is concerned it will get worse if irrigation through a borehole is not put in before the end of the season. Chafer grubs are larvae of flying beetles and live on grass roots during the dry periods, which then attract birds looking for the larvae, resulting in damage to the turf. Mr. Matthews said the grubs left its ground with deep holes and patches of bare earth from August 2019 until early this year, meaning that matches had to be delayed or played elsewhere. He praised the support of Cossey Town Council, which owns the land, in terms of working towards a funding solution to drill a borehole. A Norfolk County Football Association spokesman said there's no pesticide treatment that can be used to treat chafer bug infestations. Key to treating the issue at Longwater Lane is irrigation, of which a borehole will be an ample solution.
Hundreds of Norwich City supporters queued to meet Canary stars Tim Close, Lucas Rupp and Kenny McLean in the city centre. The trio posed for pictures with supporters and signed autographs at the Fans Fan Hub at Gerald Intersport. For some, it was the perfect end to their half-term, as they were provided with an opportunity to meet their idols. It's always great to meet the fans. They've been waiting a long time in the cold to meet us, so it wouldn't be a nice gesture to sit here with no smile on your face and wanting time to pass by, Switzerland international defender Klose said. They deserve a good mood. We all need to show that we're looking forward to meeting them because the club survives because of the fans. The fact that they came out here on Friday afternoon when the city is already busy, that is why we want to give something back.
While Norwich's City's 3-0 drubbing at the hands of Wolves will not live long in the memories of Canaries fans, one young supporter will still remember the weekend fondly for some time. Steve Smith made the long trip with 9-year-old son Luca, who ended up having the best day of his life, after some good fortune saw the pair stay at the same hotel as the City team. "We thought it would be a quiet Saturday evening with probably an early night," said Mr. Smith. "But then I could see players arriving, so I sent Luca to reception to see what was going on. And he came charging back to say, 'I've just seen Alex Tetti.' He ran to his room. He had a little scrappy notebook and wanted to get autographs. They were all having dinner, so he patiently waited outside the room. And as they came out and went up to bed, he asked for an autograph. Everybody duly obliged. It was fantastic."
And now we come to our first feature. Mike Hicks of Stalham Antique Gallery charts for us the progress of the rise and fall of the pottery trade. His article is read for us by Matthew Tucker.